Margaret Thatcher openly disagreed with Queen Elizabeth over her policy towards apartheid South Africa. This came into the open when she had a confrontation with the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in 1986, during which the Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda called for the British Prime Minister to be excluded because of her opposition to sanctions. Mrs. Thatcher said that sanctions would harm British investment in South Africa and hurt the most vulnerable in society. She allowed the South African President, P.W. Botha, to visit Britain in 1984, and she also labelled the ANC a terrorist organisation. In sharp contrast to her attitude towards the ANC and Nelson Mandela, Margaret Thatcher sang the praises of Robert Mugabe. After attending a 1982 lunch held in his honour, she praised him for his friendly and open manner. A successful Zimbabwe will undoubtedly contribute to the peace and stability of Central and Southern Africa as a whole, and we wish you and your colleagues well in your endeavours, a note in her private papers reads. Mrs. Thatcher visited Nigeria twice. Arriving in Lagos in 1988, she lavished praise on the Nigerian military leader, General Ibrahim Babangida, and talked of the common values between the two countries. However, her visit was really about tying up oil deals. During the same trip, she also visited Kenya. Nigeria and Kenya were both seen as very pro-British. After seeing projects in the Rift Valley and having her neck adorned with Maasai beads, Mrs. Thatcher eulogised President Moi for promoting peace and stability. She also expressed her admiration for the Kenyan concept of Harambee or self-help, seeing similarities in British conservative ideology.